Mills Fleet Farm, Quality One Woodworking, and Lyle Russell VFW Post 1210 in Hastings coordinated efforts to provide an exquisitely made wooden receptacle for Fleet Farm customers and the general public to drop off their unserviceable American flags for official retirement by the VFW Post. On Thursday morning, Quality One delivered the receptacle to Fleet Farm. Randy Hurdle of Quality One Woodworking talked about constructing the receptacle.
Well, these guys were looking for something to put flags into, and so we offered up a box for them to be able to do that. We laser graved the top for them and put some nice paint on there. It's just great. We want to thank these guys for their service more than anything.
VFW Post Commander Paul Ullman expressed the post gratitude for the donation.
We're pleased with the box. They've done a much better job than I thought they would. We take flags out at the post and we collect them, and they want another one out at Terry's Hardware. With this quality of work, I'm sure we could put a dozen out in town.
Marcy J., marketing coordinator for Fleet Farm, recounted how a visit with Mark Gelhar helped the idea become reality.
Mark stopped in one day, just in an afternoon. Mark and I connected in an aisle for something, and he said, I need like 75 to 80 fishing poles for kids. So Mark and I handpicked like 80 fishing poles, and in our conversation, I learned that he was part of the VFW, and I'm like, I'd really like to have a flag box at the store. As a military mom, I thought it was really important to have something like that, and they weren't in a cardboard box in the store. Mark looked at me right there and said, I can make that happen.
The donation box will be placed on the service desk next to the front doors.